Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're on The Burt Show.
So, her security app picked up sounds of her cat while she was away. And she swears that the cat, as it's meowing, is saying one sentence. Now, I'm just going to play the sound of the cat. You guys tell me what she thinks the cat is saying, okay? That would be most accurate. Because if I tell you, you'll hear it in your head.
Okay.
Okay, hear you. What?
Mom, where are you?
What is it?
Mom, where are you, Mom?
That's what she's saying.
Oh, that's so wow. Sweet.
So Mom was in the hospital, right? And she wasn't there for a couple of days. And when she checked her security cameras, this is what she heard. Right?
Yes, that's plain as day.
I don't think I would have heard that. Wow.
Really?
It's loud and clear to me.
I think Cassie and I also have an advantage because we speak toddler these days, so it's really easy to decipher things that don't sound like they are.
That makes sense.
All right, Abby was out of the game. She was ready not to date, and then Kristen dragged her back in, and your heart, I think, is even telling you, like, maybe these friendship dates are way better than anything else.
Oh, yeah. I've officially gotten more action from women than from men.
Say that.
And I'm not mad about it. So when I first moved here, I'll be honest, I didn't have, like, a game plan for making friends because I know a couple people who live in our city, and so I'm like, I'll be fine. I'll go out and get drinks. Everything will fall into place. I'm also kind of an introvert, so I'm like, as long as I have one person, I'm good.
You're an introvert?
I'm an outgoing introvert. Like, I like to do things. I like to be out in the world, but honestly, like, I did nothing this weekend except for hang out with myself, and it was the best. It was amazing. So anyway, I move here. I hang out with my friends that I already have, and I'm, like, ready to go into date mode. Y'all heard it. Every single day, I'm coming on, talking about all the men that I'm going out with and how tragic it was for the most part. But I will say, like, one of the first dates that I went on was so different than my experience than I had had in my hometown. So I come from Jacksonville. That's where I grew up. And so mostly the people I see on dating apps there are like either guys I went to high school with or like hot guys, but they're unemployed and they just surf all day. And so when I came to this city and there's like guys out there that like take you out to nice dinners and they want to treat you well, I was very like eager and excited. And then it was all downhill from there. So after just kind of the train wreck that my summer has been with just going out with guys and getting kind of fatigued, I'm like, I'm gonna table the actual man dating for like a good 6 months. And I'm just going to focus on building in my friendship circle. And the cool thing about having friends already in this city is that it has expanded my social circle because they will be talking to like their friends or their acquaintances and they'll be like, oh my gosh, I know this girl. She's super cool. Just moved here, works on a radio show. And then those girls are like, I want to be friends with her. She sounds really cool. She's on a radio show. She does all that. That's awesome. So then I'll be getting DMs and essentially be getting asked out to go on quote unquote friendship dates with these girls. And it's been amazing because A, girls are awesome. B, they always want to do things that I want to do. So they want to go out to the cute restaurants that have like the pink fun wallpaper and the cool drinks. They want to go on hot girl walks and get coffee at cool local coffee spots. They want to have like, they want to sit and watch Pride and Prejudice, the 2005 version for the 90th time with me. It's just amazing. And you know how I have this track record of never being excited for a second date with the guys I go out with?
Yes.
Not not the case with the ladies, because every single girl I've been out with, I have been, I'm like, this is the coolest girl I've ever met. I can't wait to see her again. Like, I get lesbians, I get it. Like, I see the appeal. Am I still hopelessly attracted to men? Absolutely. But it has been so fun doing all these incredible things and meeting these awesome women in this area that I'm like, well, dang, I would be fine just hanging out with women for the rest of my life. I'd be getting no action, but I would still be having a good time.
Why do relationships have to be so difficult that, like, when you meet new people, same sex also, it's just easy, right? So why do relationships have to be so damn difficult?
I don't know. There's just too many factors. And this is completely different from how I grew up. Like, I used to call myself the yellow starburst friend. I always felt like,
aw, Abby. Oh,
yeah.
Like, that's not cool.
Like, you are a pink starburst. For I want you to say it right here, right now.
I want to be a red starburst, Kristen. That okay. is the best
That's
starburst.
The best one by
you,
far.
Okay, Thank then you. You are the red starburst, Abby. Say it here, say it loud, say it proud.
I am a red starburst friend, but I've always been treated like a yellow starburst friend. Like, people are happy that I'm around. I look good, but at the end of the day, you'd be happy if the yellow starburst was kicked out. You're really just here for the pink and the red.
Yeah.
And so it has been so nice. I don't know what it is. 2023 has been my year of just women appreciating me. I love it.
I do think that as you pull yourself out of the game. And again, Kristen is dragging her back in for this one segment where she's trying to set her up with a good man. When that inevitably fails, I really do think there's something about, I don't know what it is, the universe, whatever it is. When you're not looking and you like finally give in, I think that's when the attraction to the right person comes in for whatever reason.
I know. Well, now it's gotten to the point where I think it's been since June, since I've been on a romantic date. I am loving this whole, like, not caring about it, because I'm like, I'm almost getting too comfortable being single, because, like, I just enjoy everything I've been doing. Yeah, it's a little dangerous, because I'm like, I don't know how I'm going to get back in the game. Like, it really could be another 30 years at this point before I go on a date with a man.
Your mother does not want to hear that, Abby.
Right. She's texting me as we speak. She's like, can we allow people to nominate themselves to date you? Like, this is ridiculous.
You're on The Burt Show.